Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at outsourcing to the Philippines. This is episode 420, How to Find OFS Cold Callers. So I get asked all the time, can I find a cold caller or an appointment setter or a salesperson in the Philippines? The answer is yes. And I'm going to talk through how you find that person. So I have an email from someone else, I have some experience, and I have some thoughts on this. I'm going to add all three of these together so that you want to find someone to do phone calls for you. Great. Here's a great process to do it. So in my typical recruiting process, the first thing I do is I will look at onlinejobs.ph and I will search cold caller or appointment setter or sales rep, whatever it is. And then I will see the profiles. I'm going to get a good idea of, does this skill exist? Can I find people? And then how much are people looking to make? So I have a pretty good idea of like where I'm going to set my budget at this point. So then you post a job, you get applicants. Now, here's where my process kind of falls apart in looking for a salesperson. Now I'm going to read part of Mitch's email here. So here's what he says. This tip might be too obvious, but I recently hired a couple of cold callers on your site and found some great ones. My first round of interviews, I tried asking questions first, which is, this is what I do. I start asking questions in email for most positions. Then I finally asked for a voice recording. That took way too long, only to find out that their English wasn't good enough. So in my next round, this was my filtering process. Number one, following your advice, I put a keyword in the job description they had to put in the applications. Okay, so let me stop here. So when I post a job, I require a couple things. Number one, I'm gonna require them to put a keyword in the subject line of their application. I don't want you to just apply with whatever you want saying, oh, I'm applying for your cold caller position. When you apply to my job post, I want you to say in my job post description, I will say, make the subject line of your application, cold caller application dash your name here and replace your name here. So that's part of it, so I can weed out anybody who didn't pay really specific attention to the job post. The second thing that I do that Mitch didn't talk about here is I want people to apply with a bunch of apply points. Now, I've talked about this in the podcast before, where you can use apply points to get rid of people that are spam applying to jobs or get rid of low quality applicants. Now, it doesn't get rid of all low quality applicants, but people are allocated 10 apply points per day. And they can apply to 10 jobs with one apply point per job application, or they could apply to 5 with 2 each, or they can allocate them however they want. They can also accrue apply points by not using them every day. They have to log into the website to get them. And they can accrue up to 50. So if you want to limit the number of people applying to your job and limit it to people who are more qualified, I'm going to say I want you to apply with 8 apply points. Now, someone who uses 1, I obviously know not to look at them at all. Someone who uses 8 has followed directions. Someone who uses 20 has said, I'm really qualified for this, but I didn't read your job post. So there's a spectrum of people that are going to apply here. Someone who applies with 8 is the person that I want. So now, continuing to Mitch's next step, so my next step would typically be get a whole bunch of applicants and then start asking them questions. And I don't spend very much time at all on asking these questions. I'm just copying and pasting into an email. When I read their email, I just copy and paste another set of questions. But Mitch did something different, and this is specific to a cold caller or someone who's going to be talking on the phone. So Mitch said, anyone that followed that step, which was putting the keyword in the job description, I invited them to send a voice recording of a script I gave them. So interesting. And recently I heard from someone else who said, hey, I asked people to send me a simple cell phone video of them talking about their favorite food. And he said, I wanted it to be 30 seconds. He didn't want them to be long. He just wanted to hear them speak. And Mitch is doing the same thing, which immediately weeds out people that aren't going to be good. And you can listen to a voice recording. You can tell in the first 15 seconds, oh, this is good or this is not good. He continues, the people that had good enough English, I proceeded to ask them many of the questions you have in your document from 1VAOA. So at 1VAOA.com, I give you a whole list of questions that you can ask. And once Mitch determined, oh yeah, these people are not acceptable, these people are good, have good English, now I'm going to start to ask questions. Great way to start this process of weeding people out. He says, I think I did a few video interviews with the top candidates. Again, most because this is an entirely speaking role, so I wanted to have a whole conversation to hear their English outside of just the original script. By the time I was doing all that email communication, it was probably less than 5 candidates. I found 3 good ones, and then performance was lacking on one of them, so I had to let him go, and the other 2 are still with me several months later. So let me add something to this process. In hiring a cold caller, one of the things that I want to know is, what is your personality like? And so on onlinejobs.ph, most people have taken a DISC personality test. Most people have taken a DISC personality test. And that test will show you not what role these people are suited for, but it shows you their personality, which you can then associate with a specific role. So in a cold caller, you want someone who is high D. Now, high D, if you don't know what DISC is, you need to go look at what DISC means. Onlinejobs.ph/DISC, D-I-S-C. But high D is dominance, meaning they're an assertive person. They're the kind of person that you would find, you would say, oh, this person's a red personality from the color wheel profile. They're a very dominant type person. In a cold caller role or in a appointment setter role, you probably want someone who is high I, who is someone who is influential. Now, in these from these two things, if you can find someone that their highest personality type is D and their second highest personality type is I, that's the type of person you want from your role. So I'm going to add to Mitch's process and say that the very first thing I would do is maybe include this in the job description. I want you to tell me what your DISC profile is like. So then you've required them to take a DISC personality test. You've required them to use certain apply points. And when they tell me their DISC profile, I want to see a high D, high I. I don't want to tell them that in the job post, but high D, high I, get a video recording of them. You can look at their past work. So there's a whole bunch of things that you can easily use to filter out people from their English, from their experience, from their personality types, where you know that someone who is low D and low I, but they're high S and high C from DISC, they're not likely to succeed in this role. But someone who's high D, high I, they speak great English, you've seen it, you've asked them a bunch of questions, you know their situation, you've seen their past resume. Wow, like finding a great salesperson is not that hard at this point with all of these tools in your bag. So can you find an appointment setter? Yes, absolutely. And if you search appointment setter on onlinejobs.ph, you're gonna find a whole bunch of people who have a whole bunch of experience. Can you find someone who's going to do lead generation over the phone? Yep, pretty easy. Follow these steps.